So this morning's reading is taken from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 16. So you can find that on page 1014 in your church Bibles. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have them touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Jim. I'm going to put the mat out, and I wonder if any of the children and young people would like to come and sit towards the front. You've got chairs that you can use here. We've got a mat here, and mums, dads, parents, if you'd like to bring children down, please do come with them. Really lovely to see them here at the front. The good news, I guess, for them, well, there's lots of good news we can talk about. We've got some chocolates. Yeah, lovely, yummy chocolates. So come and sit at the front. Believe me, it's very much in your interests to do so. Chocolates! Yeah. So come and sit down at the front. And as I say, parents, you're welcome to bring children with you. Now, I can see quite a lot of chocolate here. And at the moment, only 5 children at the front. And I'm sure there is enough to go round. So if anybody else wants to come and sit down at the front as well, you are most welcome. So I'll sit here. Sadly, not all for me. And anybody who isn't down at the front, any other children who would like to come down, please do come down as we're talking. Let's begin with a prayer. Let us pray. Father God, open our ears and our eyes and our hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, so we're going to start off, everybody, with a game. And it's a game that some of you at least will know. And it's called Simon Says. Have you played that game before? You know how to play that game? So remember, when I say Simon Says, you must do the thing that I say. But if I don't say Simon Says, if I just tell you to do something, you're quite welcome to ignore it. Okay, let's see how we do. Ready? So Simon Says. In fact, should we get all the grown-ups playing as well? Yeah, well, we'll get the grown-ups playing as well. So, everybody, I hope you're ready. Let's see how you do. Morning, Justin. Good to see you. Love the shirt. So, let's go, everybody. Simon Says. Are you ready? Simon Says, stand up. Good so far. Simon Says, and interpret this, everybody, adults, as you wish. Simon Says, stand on one leg. Simon Says, hop around. Sit down. Okay, now we're going to play Jesus Says. Jesus Says, sit down. Jesus Says, close your eyes. Jesus Says, let the little children come to me. Jesus Says, listen. And what do you do? Here's the question. You can look at me now. That's fine. And we've finished playing Simon Says, and indeed we've finished playing a game called Jesus Says. But what do we do when Jesus says something very clearly and directly? What do we do if Jesus gives us a clear instruction? What would you do if Jesus gave you an order? Surely the right thing to do would be to obey it, to do as he says. Well, it says in our reading, everybody, I'm looking at this reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. It says in our reading that people were bringing their little children to Jesus to have him touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. That means told them off. That's what it says in verse 13. So perhaps people, maybe parents, have heard that Jesus heals. And perhaps these are children in need of God's healing. Maybe they're parents who just want their children blessed. Perhaps they realise deep down that this Jesus is in the business of love, and who wouldn't want a bit of that for their child? Maybe they realise that everyone needs Jesus. Whatever it is, whatever the reason that they're bringing their children to Jesus, they hadn't reckoned on these disciples, these self-appointed doorkeepers. The disciples rebuked them, told them to go away. Take these pesky children away. That must have been the sort of thing they said, though probably in a language called Aramaic, not in English. Take these pesky children away, they must have said. Can't you see that Jesus is far too busy doing very important things to see them? Because you see, everyone, in that society, much more than in ours, children were the lowest of the low, to be seen if you must, but definitely not to be heard, and absolutely 100% not to be respected or listened to. This is not how Jesus sees things. These are not the values of Jesus' kingdom, because in the kingdom of God, as we've heard already in this book, in this gospel, in the kingdom of God, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. And that puts children right to the top of the tree. And when Jesus saw what the disciples were doing, we're told in the word, he was indignant. In fact, it goes on, he said to his disciples, "No, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." In other words, children are welcome. Children are welcome. Children are welcome in the kingdom of God. I pray this is true of our church as well. Jesus says, in effect, "Do this because it's what I do. Welcome children because I welcome them." And when Jesus says something to us very clearly and directly, what can we do but obey and do as he says? That's why we have a play area up there, because we want to welcome children, because it's what Jesus tells us to do. It's why we have your lovely artwork that you've done up on the walls, because it's a way of welcoming children, to say you should be at home here because this place is for you. This is our community and you are part of it. And it's for this reason, although you're doing this very nicely now, we don't actually in this church tell people they must sit still. We don't tell children they must sit still and be quiet. We just say, welcome. Jesus says, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. And if Jesus says that, who are we to do different? Well, I've got some chocolate here. We're coming to that in just a minute's time. Plenty of it, enough to go round. And if there are any other children who would like to come and sit at the front, it's really not too late. In our reading today, everybody, Jesus is talking about children. But he's not just talking about children, at least not just about the kicking and screaming kind. He goes on, Jesus goes on, "I tell you the truth. Anyone who will receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Here's a question if you are in year two and above. See what you do with this. Can anybody tell me what is a simile? Can anybody remember what a simile is? And maybe some of the adults as well. James, what is a simile? Okay, so that's a great answer. I think that's a synonym, which sounds very similar. Simile, but that's a great answer. Well done. A simile is when you say something is like something else. Do you remember that? Year 3, year 4? A simile is when you say something is like something else. Her eyes were as green as the sea, for example. My love is like a red, red rose. I used that one on Emma. It seemed to work. Can anybody then hear a simile in our reading? Listen carefully and put your hand up or wave at me or do something when it gets to the piece where it says one thing is like something else. Are you ready? We're listening out for the simile. "I tell you the truth," Jesus says, "anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Yes, Florence, you're right. Well done, Emma. Good answer. Jesus is talking about real children, but he's not only talking about real children in this reading, he's talking about the rest of us too. Children are welcome, we welcome them, but we are all welcome. He welcomes us all when we accept the good news as a child would a gift. The best gift of all. How then do you think we ought to accept that? I've got some gifts here. The time to give these gifts out is now upon us. How do we think a child would receive a gift, any gift, let alone the best possible gift, which is Jesus himself? Well, I'm sure they'd receive it with wonder and gratitude, no doubt, and with joy. And they wouldn't hold back. They get straight stuck in. Let's see if that theory is correct. Who'd like some chocolate? So you've got a choice. We've got Milky Bars. We've got Galaxy. If anybody else wants to come down to the front, it's not too late. We've got Galaxies. We've got chocolate buttons. And if anybody's not very keen on chocolate, we've got Jelly Babies. Would anybody like some? One thing I should just say, don't start eating them until you've checked with mums and dads that you don't have things like nut allergies, or there may be, in the jelly babies, there may be gelatin as well, so do check with your grown-ups. Right, well, come and get stuck in, and then sit yourselves back down. Help yourselves, whatever you like. They're not holding back, by the way, I should tell you this. Grown-ups, they're not holding back, they are getting stuck in. Can you reach? Anybody else who wants to come and get one, you're welcome to come down to the front. Any other children? Do you want to come up, James? Plenty to go round. Okay, and then if you sit yourselves back down. Do you want that one? Okay, sit yourselves back down. So what we could see there is they did get stuck in and there's some excitement going on, and I imagine they will dive straight into the packets as soon as they are allowed to. How would a child receive a gift, any gift, let alone the best possible gift, which is Jesus himself, like that? They dive in. They dive right in with excitement and wonder and joy. And they don't hold back. You don't want that one? Well, you can change them around later. Don't worry about it. It's all right. Sit yourselves down for a second. We're nearly done. Yeah? Thank you. So, my friends, this is how we are to be as well. And I'm talking to grown-ups now. This is how we are to be as well. When we accept Jesus Christ into our lives, Jesus, the greatest good gift of all, the gift of himself to his people. Jesus took the children in his arms. He laid his hands on them and blessed them, it says. And he will do that for each and every one of us too. Is this right, Morris? He'll do this for each and every one of us too. Trust in Jesus, accept him into your life. God's greatest gift to a poor, broken world, the answer to every human need and weakness. Because to him we are children, all, one and all, in his kingdom and this church. All children are welcome. Age doesn't matter. Come in. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the gift of children, real children in the life of your church. We thank you for growing numbers of children here. Help us, Lord, we pray, to be more like them, full of wonder and simple joy at the things you have done. And thank you, Father, for the gift of life, the greatest free gift of your Son who died on the cross in the place of us all. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.